Chapter 10. October. A date with Darcy. Weight. 8 stone 11. Alcohol units. 0. Very good, especially for a party. 4 a.m. I've had a very surprising evening. Dad and I went to the Darcy's Ruby wedding party. I had a shock when we arrived. Mark Darcy's house is huge. It is painted white and it looks like a wedding cake. All the trees around were hung with red lights and shiny red hearts to celebrate the Ruby wedding. We went down a stairway lit by heart-shaped candles on each step. The stairs led down into a huge room leading onto the garden. The whole room was lit by candles. The waiters brought round large silver trays with champagne and delicious food. All the guests were happy and laughing. The only guests who were not happy were my mother and Una Alconbury.
"What do you think of this party, Pam?" Una said to my mother.
"I think it's very showy," said my mother. "The Darcys just want everyone to know how much money they have." I glanced round nervously. There, very near us, was Mark Darcy. He must have heard everything. I started to say something, but he walked away. It was time for dinner. The guests stood in a line, waiting to be shown to their seats. Mark Darcy was standing just in front of me. "Hi," I said. I was sorry about my mother's rudeness, and I wanted to make the situation better. Mark looked round, but then he looked away. "Hi," I said, in a louder voice. He turned round again.
"Oh, hi. I'm sorry, I didn't see you," he said.
"It's a great party," I said. "Thanks for inviting me." Mark stared at me for a moment.
"Oh, I didn't invite you," he said. "My mother invited you."
He turned round and went away. Then Natasha appeared, wearing a beautiful gold dress, and took his arm. All the guests had places at the table with their names on cards. I was sitting next to Geoffrey Alconbury.
"So, how's my little Bridget?" said Uncle Geoffrey.
"Una tells me you've broken up with your boyfriend.
When are we going to get you married off?"
After the meal, I decided to go and look at Elaine and Malcolm's ruby wedding presents. I went into the room where the presents were on show.
"What are you doing?" said a voice.
It was Mark. I didn't know what to say. Perhaps he thought I was trying to steal the presents.
"I'm just looking at the presents," I said.
Just then, Natasha appeared in the doorway.
"Oh, hi," she said when she saw me. "Aren't you wearing your bunny girl costume today?" she laughed.
I went outside for some fresh air and a cigarette. It was a wonderful warm night. The moon and stars shone brightly. A young boy approached me. He was blonde and quite attractive.
"Hi," said the boy.
He lit a cigarette and came towards me.
"I'm Simon. Would you like to dance? I mean, out here in the garden? Just for a moment?"
"I don't know," I said.
"Please," said Simon. "I've never danced with an older woman before." "Oh, sorry. I didn't mean..."
He took my hand and we started dancing. Then a voice said,
"That's enough now, Simon."
It was Mark Darcy.
"Go back inside."
Simon walked off in an embarrassed way.
"Bridget, will you dance with me?" asked Mark.
"No," I said.
Then I went on. "But I'm very glad you asked me to your party. It's fantastic. Thank you very much."
Mark started walking around. He pushed his hands through his hair.
"Bridget," he said. Have you read any good books lately?"
I couldn't believe it.
Mark Darcy was asking me about books again. It was the same question that he had asked me at Una Elkenbury's turkey lunch. "Mark," I said, "why don't you ask me something else?"
"Well," he said, "I... will you have dinner with me, Bridget?"
I stopped and stared at him suspiciously. "Did my mum tell you to ask me that?" I said. "Or Una Elkenbury?"
"No,"
he replied. "Please don't ask me if I've read any good books again," I said. He stared at me.
"But Una Elkenbury told me you know a lot about books," he explained, "and that you have a very glamorous life with millions of men taking you out."
"I heard about Daniel. I'm sorry."
"Why don't you like him?" I asked.
"He slept with my wife," replied Mark. "It was 2 weeks after our wedding." I stared at him in shock. Then a voice shouted from the house.
Mark!
It was Natasha.
"Mark, what are you doing down there?"
"You're so different from all the other girls I know," said Mark. "No other girl would wear a bunny tail or..."
"Mark!"
shouted Natasha again.
"But you're going out with Natasha," I said.
"I'm not anymore," he said. "Let's have dinner sometime, all right?"
"Okay," I whispered.
"Okay." I gave Mark my address and phone number, and we arranged to have dinner next Tuesday. Tuesday the 3rd of October. Weight, 8 stone 12. Alcohol units, 3. Very good. Cigarettes, 21. Bad. 7:30 p.m. I am in a complete panic. Mark Darcy is coming round to pick me up in half an hour. I've just got home from work and I need to wash my hair. 7:50 p.m. Oh, God. Oh, God. I still haven't washed my hair. I'll quickly get into the bath. 8 p.m. I'm drying my hair now with my hairdryer. I very much hope Mark Darcy is late because I'm still not ready. 8:05 p.m. My hair is almost dry now. I just have to put on my makeup. 8:15 p.m. He's still not here. 8:20 p.m. I'm almost ready now. Perhaps I'll change my dress. 8:30 p.m. This is weird. He's more than half an hour late. 9 p.m. I can't believe it. Mark Darcy has decided not to come. The rat! Thursday the 5th of October. Weight, 8 stone 13. Bad. Chocolate bars, 4. 11 a.m. I'm in the toilets at work. Richard Finch has given me a job to do.
"Right, Bridget," he said. "It's the end of the Isabella Rossellini trial today. They're going to decide if she's innocent or guilty. Go down to the High Court and interview her."
I had no idea what he was talking about.
"You do know who Isabella Rossellini is, don't you?" said Richard. "You do read the newspapers sometimes?"
"Yes, of course," I said. I didn't want to say that I had never heard of Isabella Rossellini. "I'm going to meet the camera crew at the law courts. I have to report on a story for television without knowing what it is about." 11:05 a.m. I just came out of the toilets and found Patchouli outside with Richard's dogs.
"Are you okay?"
she asked.
"You look a bit worried."
"No, no, I'm fine," I said.
"Are you sure?"
She stared at me for a moment.
"Listen,
Richard didn't mean Isabella Rossellini. He's thinking of Eleanor Rossini, right?
Oh, now I understand. Eleanor Rossini is a children's nanny. She's accused of murdering her employer, but she says she killed him because he tried to attack her. I grabbed a couple of newspapers and ran for a taxi. 3 p.m. I can't believe what just happened. I was outside the High Court with a crowd of reporters. We were waiting for the trial to end when I realised I needed some cigarettes. Do you think it's okay if I go to the shop on the corner? I asked the cameraman.
Yes, he said.
I'll come and get you if the trial ends and Eleanor comes out. I was just standing in the shop when a man came in.
Can you give me a box of chocolates? He asked.
I turned round. It was Mark Darcy. He was wearing the clothes lawyers wear in court. He just stared at me.
Where were you last night? I asked.
I'd like to ask you the same question, he replied coldly. Then the camera assistant rushed into the shop.
Bridget! He shouted. We've missed the interview! Eleanor Rossini's come out and gone!
Missed the interview? I said. Oh, God! I'll be sacked! I'll lose my job! Did the other reporters get interviews with her?
Actually, nobody got interviews, said Mark Darcy.
Didn't they? I said. But how do you know?
Because I was the lawyer who was defending her, and I told her not to give any interviews, he said. Look, she's out there in my car. As I looked, Eleanor Rossini put her head out of the car window and shouted,
Hurry up with my chocolates, Mark!
So, where were you last night? Asked Mark Darcy.
Waiting for you? I said.
What? At 8:05? I rang on your doorbell 12 times.
Yes, I was drying my hair.
Do you have a big noisy hairdryer? Asked Mark suddenly.
Yes, I said proudly.
Why? Maybe you should get a quieter hairdryer or dry your hair earlier, he said, laughing. Come on, get your cameraman. I'll see what I can do for you.
Oh, God, how embarrassing. I feel like such an idiot.
9 p.m. I'm so happy. Thanks to Mark, I was the only reporter to get an interview with Eleanor Rossini. My interview was broadcast on the Good Afternoon programme today. I recorded it, and I've watched it 5 times. Friday the 6th of October. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 6. Number of times I have checked to see if Mark Darcy has called, 21. Number of times I have watched video, 9. 9 p.m. Mum rang tonight to talk about the Darcys' Ruby wedding party. She kept saying how marvellous Mark Darcy was. I keep hoping Mark might ring me up and ask me for another date after what happened with the hairdryer. Maybe I should write him a note to say thank you for the interview and sorry about the hairdryer. Friday the 13th of October. Weight, 9 stone 3. Alcohol units, 0. Calories, 0.
Oh, God, I'm so lonely. There's a whole weekend in front of me with no one to have fun with. But I don't care. I've got some nice food in my fridge.